Welcome to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yoimi for the 18th of Cheshvan, V'chai Cheshvan. We continue Simen Yud Gimel Sif Beis. That's where we're up to. We continue talking about the halachas of the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, and we're actually going to be starting the halachas of Psuka de Zimra. Very exciting today as well. We are in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yoimi, page 190. Two. Here we go. Sif Beis, Kardim Sheyichnois Letoicham. Prior to entering a synagogue or a study hall, Yikanech Hazatit Me'al Ragleiv. A person should wipe off the mud from his feet. You're walking into the king's palace. This morning, by the way, I tried very hard to do what we learned previously, that before a person walks into a Beis Medrash, he says, Vanivarev Chastecha Bavesecha. He feels a tzitter, he feels a little tremble. You're going into the king's palace to greet the king. V'yashgiach, and make sure Shalayeh Alav V'loy Al Bigodav, that he does not have on his person or on his garments Shum Lichloch, any dirt. Muter Liroik Bahem, if a person feels the need to, it's permitted to spit on the floors in shul. Ach yishafshef takef beraglev. However, you should immediately rub it out if a person does spit on the floor. In note 8, it says, however, as a measure of piety, one should not spit in the synagogue. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Shaar HaTzion, also written by the Chafetz Chaim, says that if a person would not spit in his own home, he certainly should not do so in shul. Sif Gimel. A nichnasin by a person may not enter a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash lo becham pnei hachama, neither to escape the heat when it's hot, lo begesham pnei hagesham, nor to escape the rain when it is raining. You should not be going in there for the purpose of protecting yourself from the outside elements. V'im tzarech likanes likhurais es chaver, if a person doesn't have to go inside shul or Beis HaMedrash to call out a friend, yikanes v'yikr sham eze psukim, he should enter and first read some psukim in the Torah, oye eze mishnah or le mishnayez, oye emer eze tefillah, or say a shtikl tefillah, oye sheyish me'acher meze limud, or if you're not able to do any of those, you should hear some learning from somebody else who was there. The least of the things that you're supposed to be doing, but still an excuse, is to sit there for a little bit. Kigama yeshiva behem hi mitzvah, because sitting in a Beis Medrash, sitting in a Beis HaKnesses, is a mitzvah of its own. And only afterwards should he call his friend. Right? Obviously, the mitzvah of sitting in a shul is ashrei yeshiva beisecha. Praiseworthy are those who sit in your house, meaning Hashem's house, a Beis HaKnesses, and a Beis Medrash is Hashem's house. Sif Dalet. Also, lechol elishtais, it's prohibited to eat or drink. Or to sleep or even nod off, doze off in a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash l'tzarech mitzvah. However, when it's necessary for the performance of a mitzvah, kigoyin b'leil Yom Kippur. For example, on Yom Kippur night, where a person would be staying up the entire night, of course, there are certain people who do that. Muter lishon, then it's permitted to fall asleep in shul. Achi yisr achik min ha'aron kodesh, but you should stay away from the aron kodesh if you do fall asleep on Leil Yom Kippur. V'chein lechol sham l'tzarech mitzvah. Likewise, to eat there when it's necessary for the performance of a mitzvah. Suda she'in ba shikra zulei kalas reish, a certain suda that would not have any drunkenness or any joking around. Muter, that is permitted. V'chein oysan anoshim. Likewise, those people shalem dim sham mekaviyas. If a person learns there consistently and constantly, and he doesn't want to leave, such people are allowed to eat and sleep there. Afilu shinas keva, even a regular sleep. Mamish, it's my set time to go to sleep at night. I don't want to leave shul. So you stay there, you sleep overnight, and you continue learning. Shalai yisbatlu milimudim, so that they should not have to interrupt their Torah learning. It does sound like any Suda's mitzvah would be included. Perhaps shal shuris, which many shuls do in shul, or a siyam, or any Suda's mitzvah, a person would be allowed to do that in shul. Sif hey, and the final sif in Simen Yud Gimel, kishe bainin beis haknesses, when a person, a community builds a shul, tzrichin lo hayro'is talmud chacham, they require instruction from a talmud chacham, eich ube'eza inyan livnois, regarding how and what manner to build it, a lot of complexities. And the Shulchan Aruch, when he talks about the halachas of Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, is quite extensive. So these are just a kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the quick details of those halachas. And we start a brand new Simen Yud Dalet. The halachas of Psuka de Zimra, relevant to each and every Jew. The Gemara teaches, says the art scroll introduction here, Lo Elim Yisadir Adam Shemach HaShal Kadosh Baruch Hu Ve'Acher Yisrael, a person should always praise Hashem first, and only afterwards to pray. Praise, then pray. We are to approach Hashem in the same way that a person would speak to a king. First, he praises the king, meaning he recognizes that the king is the one who can give him everything, and only afterwards does he make requests. That is what Pesukah de Zimra is before Tefillah, and we're going to see now in Sif Aleph. Min Hoidu, from the passages and verses of praise recited as part of the morning prayers, beginning from the pasuk of Hoidu, the whole section of Hoidu, ad la'acher Shira, until after Shiras Hayam, Heima Psuka de Zimra, that is Psuka de Zimra, Ubarach Shomer, he bracha shalafneim, Baruch Shomer is the bracha before the entire Psuka de Zimra, and Yishtabach, he bracha shalachreim, and Yishtabach is the bracha that concludes the whole Psuka de Zimra. Clearly, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, even though he lived in a Haimish place, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch clearly daven Nusach Ashkenaz, because
I'm just going to say that.
There you go. He says Baruch Sha'amar before Haidu, and he says Yishtabach after everything. Even you should just know, people are a bit confused about this, thinking that Hungarian Yidden, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, would have automatically followed Nusach Sfarad. Not the case. My wonderful grandmother, Zecher Levracha, came from a wonderful Hungarian town of Balmazui Varos, which is next to Debrecen, and they daven the Ashkenaz, and that was their minhag. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here is talking about from the entire Pesuk of the Zimra, no matter what Nusach you hold of, it must start with Baruch Sh'amar, and it must end with Yishtabach. In note
why does
five,
it say then Haidu?
Well, look over here, note 5. This follows Nusach Ashkenaz, which recites Hodu, following Baruch Shomer, Nusach Sfarad. Hodu is recited before Baruch Shomer, and Pesukah de Zimra begins with Mizra L'Saita. So according to your Nusach, if you daven Nusach Sfarad, so the first piyut, so to speak, the first tefillah, the first parak of Tehillim, which is in Pesukah de Zimra, would be Mizra L'Saita, according to that, and like Nusach Sfarad. Let's continue. The live audience is making a comment here, but we already addressed the live audience's comment. Misha Hiskel Baruch Shomer, from the time that one begins Baruch Shomer, Ad La'acher Gemara Tefillah, until after the completion of Shmoyne Esrei, Aser L'Havzik B'Dibur, it is forbidden to interrupt the prayers. You're not allowed to talk. Afilu B'Lashon Kodesh, even if you're going to speak in Lashon Kodesh. V'chein B'chol Makom Sh'Aser L'Havzik. Certainly in every place where you're not allowed to talk, Aser Afilu B'Lashon Kodesh. You're not allowed to talk in any language, even if that language is Lashon Kodesh. A person is not allowed to interrupt at all from Baruch Sh'Amar until after Shmoneh Esrei. However, but if there's a mitzvah need that a person has to make interruption, there is a difference between those interruptions that are permitted while reciting Pesukah de Zimra and its accompanying blessings, which we were talking about, Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach, Likriyashma Uberchaisa, and those interruptions that are permitted while reciting Shema and its accompanying blessings. So we're going to talk about a certain halacha, about when you're allowed to interrupt during Pesukah de Zimra. These halachas are going to be different as it relates to halachas of interrupting by Birchas Kriyashma. B'Pesukah de Zimra, during Pesukah de Zimra, afilu be'emtza Baruch Shomer, be'emtza Yishtabach, even in the middle of Baruch Shomer, or in the middle of Yishtabach. Now, when he says in the middle of Baruch Shomer, in the middle of Yishtabach, he's talking about before you start the words Baruch Atu Hashem, Melech Mehulah B'Tish B'Chayis, at the end, you can interrupt over there, certainly. But even if a person's in the middle of Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach in other places, Im Shemeh is a bracha, a person hears somebody making a bracha, Mutra Lo La'an is Amen, a person is allowed to say Amen, even if he's in the middle of Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach. B'chayim likewise, Im Shemeh Sha'akal Oimrim Kriyishma, if you hear that the rest of the Tzibur is saying Kriyishma, Oimrim Oim, Pazuk Shema Yisrael, a person must say with them, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Lekeinu Hashem Echad. When we call Shagin, and certainly, the Kaddish, the Kedusha, the Baruch, with three more things regarding answering Kaddish, answering Kedusha, and answering Baruch, the Mutal Lahavsik, Velanis and Makal. A person is permitted to respond to these things if the Tzibur is saying them while he's in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. We call welcome him Efshalah, but certainly, if it's possible for him, Lechavin Sheyafsik Le'ilu, to arrange his prayers in such a way that he will interrupt his recitation for those five things which we mentioned, we'll review in just a moment, Bimokim Hefsik, at a point where there's a break in Pesukah de Zimra, he going Ben Mizmor Les Mizmor, like for example, between one capital Tehillim and another capital Tehillim. For example, you finish Mizmor L'Saida, you're about to say Yichavoid, or you're middle of two different Hallelukas. So if you can say the Amen at those points, that would be much better. If you couldn't arrange that the interruptions would be at that point, at the very least, you shouldn't be interrupting a single Pasuk, if you can try that. Yeah, so that's what you should do. So again, we listed five things that a person is allowed to interrupt in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. Number one, he's allowed to answer Amen. Number two, he's allowed to say Shema, if the Tzibur is saying Shema. And number three, four, and five is Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch. We said that a person should only interrupt, if he can, when it's between two Parakim of Tehillim of Pesukah the Zimra. And if he can't be able to arrange that time, at least do it in between two Pesukim. And if he can't do that, then what can he do? He can do it in the middle of a Pasuk. But regarding answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, which a person would say after somebody said Baruch Ata Hashem, Lo Yemer Tech Pesukah the Zimra, a person should not say that at all. If he's in the middle of Pesukah the Zimra, Afilu Makam Hefsek, even when there are breaks between the different Prakam of Tehillim, a person should not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai at all during Pesukah the Zimra. Kevin Sha'ina Nizkeh Be Gemara, because this interruption of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai is not mentioned in the Gemara at all. Similarly, anusach yisparach v'yishtavach, the text of yisparach v'yishtavach, sha'emem kishachazim anagin baruch hu, there is some people have a minhag that when the chazan is saying baruch hu, it has to be a long baruch hu, because the long nusach that a person would end up saying, that nusach that people might say of yisparach v'yishtavach, etc., which you see in some siddurim, la'emer, a person should not say that, k'evin sha'en el minhag, it's only a minhag, and a person should not interrupt is Pesukah the Zimra to say Yisparach v'yishtabach while the Chazan is saying Baruch Hu. V'cheinim also tzracha v'reiches yadav. So likewise, if a person had to go to the bathroom during Pesukah the Zimra, nearly, says the Kitzer, it would appear to me, I mean, he's not absolutely certain about this, a person should not say Asher Yatzar in the middle of Pesukah the Zimra, because you could say it later on, as long, we already learned this, as long as a person doesn't need to go to the bathroom again. A person's still able to say Asher Yatzar, finally, come on, Simon Ches, but didn't have to kish my brechazah, Yivorim, it's a So again, a person is allowed to interrupt for those five things which we mentioned, but a person should not interrupt for Baruch Hu Shemayim. A person should not interrupt for saying Asher Yatzar, and also for those who have this minig of Yisparach V'yishtamach, which is a certain section which is said during Baruch Hu, a person should not interrupt to say that either. Sif Beis Yoichaz Shteya Atzitzis Shulafonav. A person, interesting, people don't realize this also. A person should hold on to the two tzitzis that are in front of him. V'yaymer Baruch Shomer Ba'amida, and he should say Baruch Shomer Omer while he's standing, while he's holding only the two tzitzis that are in front of him. U'vitashle Muhulo B'tishbachis, and when he completes saying the words of Yishtab of Baruch Shomer, he says Muhulo B'tishbachis, Yenashkim Yanichim, he should kiss the tzitzis and then let them go. But clearly, he's only talking about the tzitzis in front of him. The Yemer called Pesukah the Zimra, person who said the whole Pesukah the Zimra, Benachas, Ubeneima, calmly, pleasantly, Loy Bimarutsa, don't rush, not hurriedly. A person should be so careful of saying every one of the words, it's as if he was counting his money. If you had to make sure that you had a certain amount of money, you count dollar, $100, another $100, and that's how careful a person should be when he's saying the words of davening. B'yichavin perish amilas, a person should be thinking, but what do the words of davening mean? Certainly a person must have kavana for the pasuk of Pesach HaSedecha Masbi'a L'chol Chayrat Zayin in Ashrei, she'tzarech lo'imra b'chavana gedela. A person has to say that section with a real great concentration. B'yichavin Perish Hamilas, think about what the words actually mean. In addition, a person should offer a silent prayer. Al mizaynaisa, val mizaynus chal Yisrael, for his own sustenance, you have enough food for yourself, and for the food for all of Klal Yisrael. We're going to say exactly what that covenant is that you should be thinking. If a person did not think about it at all, a person has to go back to Ashrei to say it again in order to say that line again, with the proper concentration. Now, in note 19, it says the basic concentration of what you're supposed to be thinking, that you say to Hashem, you think, you open up your hand, and you, Hashem, open up your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. So you're supposed to be thinking that, you open up your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. It's pretty basic. And you're supposed to be thinking that Hashem should give us my own sustenance and the sustenance of all the Jewish people. Additionally, as part of the Hoidu section of Pesukah Zimra, we say this line of Kikol Elohei Ho'amim Elilim V'Hashem Shemayim Also. And you might notice in almost every Siddur, it says that you must pause in that part, and that's what he's about to say right now. Bein Elilim V'Uvein V'Hashem Shemayim Also. Between the words Elilim, which refer to Geshkes, the false idols of the world, and Vashem Shemayim Also, and Hashem created the heavens, Tarech Lahav Siksas, a person must pause there. So that Chas V'Sholem, you're not referring to Hashem when you say the word Elilim Chas V'Sholem. Tziv Gimel. Yizar Shalai Ligam B'Shas Pesukah the Zimra, a person has to be careful not to touch while he's saying Pesukah the Zimra, Mikol Shekin Achakach Ad Gemara Tefillah, and certainly, from after Pesukim until after Shmoneh Esrei, Mekayim Samechus and Megufay, all those places that are covered and usually covered up on your body. Or on your head in a spot that's usually covered underneath your yarmulke. You shouldn't be touching underneath your yarmulke. So don't touch areas. Shouldn't be scratching under your shirt. Likewise, a person should not be touching the inside of their nose or touching the inside of their ears, except using a handkerchief. If a person did touch any of these areas, whether it's covered or under his yarmulke or in his nose or in his ears, a person should wash his hands. But if he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and he can't wash his hands at that time, a person would be able to clean his hands, like we said earlier, with pebbles, or in this case, a person would be able to rub his hands on the wall, etc. Interestingly, when we learned earlier about rubbing your hands before tefillah, that if a person does not know that his hands are necessarily dirty and he's cleaning his hands for tefillah and he doesn't have the ability to wash his hands with water, so over there you said you can wash your hands with wood chips or with pebbles. He doesn't say what we say over here about rubbing your hand on the wall. Now he offers rubbing your hands on the wall. If a person's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and a person knows that he touched the inside of his nose or touched the inside of his ears or touched covered up parts of him under his yarmulke, even so, a person should use water, but if a person does not have water right where he's davening, he should wipe his hands with some pebbles or he can rub his hands on the wall. Everyone should have bracha v'hatzlacha.